哈利利亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
哈利路亚， may the peace and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone present.
今天下午我们要一起来学习的是保罗的祷告。
So this afternoon we're going to study from the Bible and that is the prayer of Paul.
最近我们的本拿比还有温哥华教会两边教会的读经进度都一样，都是在罗马书，很快的就要进入到哥林多前书，就是在阅读保罗的书信。
And so recently, in terms of our Bible reading plan, whether it's for Burnaby Church or Vancouver Church, we have come to the book of Romans, and we are rapidly going through this book, moving on to 1 Corinthians.
可能我们在读保罗书信的时候，会觉得有些部分比较艰难因为他讲论到一些比较在真理上，或者是说在教义当中比较困难懂的部分。
And so when we study the letters of Paul or the books of Paul that he has written, we may come across some of the more difficult doctrines and truth that may be hard for us to understand.
这时候我们不要急，我们首先先放轻松。
So for us, let us not get stressed. Let us be relaxed.
然后记得我们本会的十大基本信仰。
And also remember the 10 basic doctrines of our church.
照着这个角度来读，你一定会满满的有收获。
And to read the Bible from this perspective, then you will reap much benefit.
那我们在读保罗书信的时候，我们今天要来讲的就是保罗的祷告。
So as we read through the letters of Paul, today we're going to focus on his prayers.
特别是他为教会的祷告。
Especially the content pertaining to the church.
让我们来明白保罗对教会的关爱以及心思。
So that we can understand the concern, the care, and the love that Paul has towards the church.
那这样子在我们对读他的这些书信的时候就能够更加体会到他的那一份关爱和热忱。
So it will help us personally understand and also experience the love and care and concern of Paul from his perspective for the church.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's all turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节开始。
From verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So verse 9, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
第十节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐地多知道神。
Verse 10. That you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
十一节。
11.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Verse 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
十二节，又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
最后我们读十三节，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And lastly, let us read verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
我们看到这是保罗还有他的同工一起为教会弟兄姐妹们的祷告，而且是时常这样子不住的为教会同龄来祷告。
So over here we see the content of the prayers of Paul where he said that they do not cease to constantly pray for the church.
今天如果有人，我们知道有人每天这样子来为我祷告啊，那我一定很快乐，很觉得很我不知道怎么讲，很安心，觉得很好。
So today, if you are aware or conscious of the fact that someone is constantly, unceasingly praying for you, you will feel so contented within your heart.
哦，他一直在为你属灵的智慧、悟性来祷告，让你多认识神，愿意你多认识神，然后多结果子来荣耀神。
Because someone is interceding for you so that you will grow in all wisdom and spiritual understanding and bear lots of fruits for the Lord.
当然首先保罗这个祷告是因为他是一个牧人，他是被主差派有这样子的一个职分。
So of course, first off, let us remember the status of Paul. He is a servant sent by the Lord, and he does hold this status to pray for the church.
第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太。
Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother.
所以他们有这样子的一个职分，要来为弟兄姐妹们祷告。
So that is why they hold this responsibility to pray for the brothers and sisters of the church.
其实在旧约当中的先知也是有这样子的的任务。
And also in the same way, the prophets of old in the Old Testament, they are also accountable in this way.
撒母耳记上的第十二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二十三节
，Verse 23.
至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。
Verse 23. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
所以神的仆人神的工人先知或者在新约的使徒，他们不住的为神的百姓来祈祷。
So therefore, as a servant, as the worker of God, whether you are a prophet of old or the apostle of the New Testament, they have to pray for the church unceasingly.
不是因为他跟这些人关系很好。
And not because they have good relationship with everyone.
这个人常常带好吃的给我，我多帮他祷告一点。
And not because this person always bring good food for me, so therefore I will pray more for this person.
这个时候，以色列人来跟撒母耳说：“我们不要你了，你要为我们立一个王。”
Because at this point in time, the Israelites they came before Samuel saying that we don't want you anymore. We want a new king for ourselves.
本来撒母耳做士师、做先知，整年就是到处去很劳累的去教导以色列百姓，带领以色列百姓。
And remember, for Samuel, before him, he was a judge and he was a prophet. And for his work, he went all over the place teaching the Israelites.
到他老的时候，人家说不要你了，我们要一个王，跟外国一样。
And he has served since young, and now that he is old, the people told him that we don't want you anymore. We want to be like other nations, having a king before us.
那神跟撒母耳说了，他们不是不要你了，他们是不要我了。
But however, God comforted Samuel saying that, don't be sad, they are not forsaking you, they are forsaking me as their God.
对，不要我做他们的王。
They don't want me as their king anymore.
但撒母耳在这边虽然受到人的拒绝，但是他也没有说，好，那你不要我就算了。So, 你过你的，看你怎么好，我自己祷告我的事情就好了。
So at this point in time, Samuel, even though he was facing rejection from his people, he was saying that, well, he's not going to just neglect them and pray on his own.
他知道他的职分，他从神所受的职分就是要为弟兄姐妹们祷告，而且要时常祷告，而甚至不祷告的话，他说这样子会得罪神。
And however, Samuel, he understood where he stood before God as God's servant, that it is his responsibility to continue to pray for his people. If not, he would sin against God.
就算你们不要我，我还是要为你们祷告。
Even though you have rejected me, I will still pray for you.
哦，所以你来到哥罗西书，来到新约，使徒啊，这些教会当中的有职分牧养信徒的啊，你可以看到保罗就等于是一个代表。他为信徒这样子热心的祷告。
So now that we move from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and when we come to Paul, Paul understood his apostleship that on behalf of the church, he needs to continue to pray for the church.
哦，所以这首先是给我们所有的在教会里面的啊服事的啊受主耶稣所负责任要牧养的啊同工的一个勉励。
So of course, today this serves as an encouragement for all of us, holy workers of God, those of us who have received the calling from the Lord to serve the church as servants.
当然，从传道开始，还有我们的执事、我们的负责人员，啊，甚至我们的宗教教育的老师，啊，我们都有从神所托付的责任，一定要为教会。我们所托付给我们的啊、的这个可以说羊来祷告。
And so therefore starting from the preacher, the minister, the council members, the RE teachers, all of us have this stewardship that is given, that is entrusted to us by God to shepherd the flock of the church.
甚至在一个程度上来说，我们不祷告的话，是我们得罪了神。
And,
亏欠了他所给我们的职分。
And from a certain perspective, if we don't pray for the church, in fact, we are sinning against God, and we have fallen short of His calling for us.
好，那其实不只是教会的工人呢，我们的父母也是一样有这个责任，要为我们的孩子来祷告，自己的孩子。
And so therefore, intercession of prayers is not just limited to the church workers. It also applies to the parents. You also have to pray for your children.
啊，所以首先我们温哥华教会的啊每一个弟兄姐妹，我们可以觉得很喜乐啊，因为我们教会有这么多啊，不敢说这么多啦，有许多的执事啊、传道啊、负责人员。要常常的为我们祷告，都在为我们祷告，尤其在今天的提醒之后，会更多的为我们祷告。
So therefore, as brothers and sisters of the church, we should feel very joyful on the inside because we are aware that there are so many hands of prayers raising up for us, coming from the church minister, from the council members, from all the church workers praying for us.
那不只是从工人，其实我们每一个人。也可以这样子的来为教会祷告。
So in fact, it is not just one-way traffic. We can also pray for the church in return.
甚至不只是为教会祷告，也要为教会的传道、长职、负责人、宗教教育老师来祷告。
In retrospect, it's not just praying for the church as a whole, but we must also pray specifically for the church workers, the ministers, the RE teacher, the council members.
哦。你要怎么为长职来祷告
？So then the question is, how do you pray for the ministers of the church?
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
我为你们不住祈求祷告，对不对？愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
So this is how we should pray, that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
你不要想说传道就一定知道神的旨意啊。
So don't think that only the preachers know the will of God.
哦，那个做执事的一定知道神的旨意啊。
And likewise, those who are deacons, of course, they will also know the will of God.
你说传道跟执事也会吵架，不会在你面前吵就是了。
But of course, realize the fact that preachers and deacons, they will also get into an argument, even though it may not happen before you.
所以，其实这个对你来说很重要。
But however, this is very important for you.
对不对？如果你的执事、你的传道，他没有在这个属灵的智慧悟性上有缺少，然后不太明白神的旨意，那你怎么办？
Of course, this is very important for you because if your deacon, your preacher, they are lacking in wisdom and spiritual understanding, then what's going to happen to you?
教会的负责人员, 不是很明白神的旨意, 那怎么办?
Then in the same way, if the church council members, they don't really understand the will of God, what's going to happen to the rest of us?
那我们一定会吃苦啊。
Then of course we'll all be suffering.
因为这个教会一定在这些长子负责人的带领之下走上，哦，不是最正的道路了。Which
means that under this such a kind of leadership from the servants of God, they will lead us astray and in the wrong direction.
哦，所以不要想说只有传道执事为我们祷告，我们更要为传道执事祷告。
So therefore, don't just think that the ministers and the preachers are praying for you. You likewise must pray back for them.
好，那这个一切属灵智慧悟性满心知道神的旨意，这个感觉上好像是一个很笼统或者是一个很大的一个目标。
So when we look at this goal to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, it seems very abstract and very ambiguous.
好，我们看一下第二章。Let's
turn to chapter
2. 二章的第六节,
verse 6.
看第七节,
and verse 7.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Verse 6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
第七节,
7.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训，感谢的心也更增长了。
Verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
在这里讲到说，应该这个信心的成长，要接受了主耶稣基督之后，接受了他的福音，要在主里面生根建造，信心坚固。So
over here it says that after we have received Christ Jesus, we need to be rooted up and built up in Him and be established in the faith.
所以我们的信仰是要建立在基督耶稣这个根基上。
Which is to say, our faith needs to be rooted and be established on the foundation of Christ.
就是建立在基督耶稣救人的福音上面。
That is to be established upon the salvation of souls that Christ as the cornerstone.
对，建立在根基，教会的根基就是基督耶稣房角石，使徒和先知也是根基。
And that is to say, Christ Jesus as the cornerstone and the foundation of the apostle and the prophets.
简单来说，就是教会的十大基本信仰。And
to put it simply, it refers to the 10 basic doctrines of our church.
基本信仰，我们要不只是信主的时候学一下，我们是更要在这基本信仰上打造好的根基，生根建造。
For the 10 basic beliefs, not only they don't just pertain to new believers, but we also need to be rooted and to be founded upon this as our foundation.
我们看一下，在以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。12节。 我要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。13节。 13. 只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。 在这边特别讲到说，要到我们教会成长的一个目标，就是等到我们众人所有的人在真道上同归于一。So
over here, the goal of our church in terms of the spiritual development and the maturity of faith, our goal is to pursue for the unity of the faith.
小弟从去年开始来注目温哥华教会还有本拿比教会。
And so last year, I have been assigned to come to be the resident pastor for Vancouver Church as well as Burnaby Church.
好，那小弟从2015年案例开始，其实是先在亚伯塔省。
And so I was first anointed as a preacher on the during the year 2015. Ordained in 2015.
Anoint 是什么时候有用？也是 anoint 啊。那我是从教会是差派从亚伯塔省开始嘛，然后再来就接着去多伦
Alberta。Alberta。
然后再接着去安大，就去东部的几间教会，然后现在来到温哥华本拿比。
So I first started my pastoring work in Alberta before moving on to Ontario. Now I'm back to BC.
哦，不敢说很熟悉，但是至少对加拿大各地的教会职务会的运作圣职人员有一些认识，有一些同工的经验。
And so I wouldn't say that I'm very experienced, but I have gained some familiarity in terms of the national church work in Canada overall.
那小弟很感谢神的一件事情，就是说我们各地的同工，我们在真道上，尤其在基本信仰上，都是有一样的意见，都是有一样的认识和一样的坚持。
And one thing I'm really thankful for the Lord is that in many of the local churches,
all the local churches,
all of our members, we all uphold.
至少在 church board 里面。
Oh, at least in the church board, the members, we have this unity of faith to hold up the 10 basic beliefs.
一主一信。
One Lord, one faith.
当然在牧会的。教会的一个大家热心当中会有可能有一些个别上意见的不一样，甚至有时候一些人蛮坚持自己的意见。
And of course sometimes we run into situations in terms of difference in opinion where some will hold on to their opinion.
但是在感觉到在一样的真理的根基上，我们总是能够合归于一。
But in terms of the foundation of the basic beliefs, we are all able to be united as one.
但是如果是在真理上，尤其是在这个教义的事情上有分歧的时候。
But however, if it pertains to the basic beliefs or the doctrines, if there are differences in opinion.
那真的在教会里面，甚至之后在同一个职会里面，在同工上就会变得非常的困难。
Then it will be very difficult in terms of working together, whether it's within the council, the same council board, or the same church the church board.
所以请为我们的教会负责人、传道、长子来祷告。
So therefore, let us all pray, continue to pray for the council members, for the ministers, for the preachers.
不一定说他们一定要完全都有一样的意见，这样可能要求有点太高，但是基本上。一定至少在真道上同归于一。
And of course, we cannot expect all of them to have the same opinion, but at least they must all be united in the same belief when it comes to the 10 basic beliefs.
真的需要圣灵的保守，我们才能够继续的抓住我们的基本信仰。
And we really need the Holy Spirit to protect us so that we can all hold on to the 10 basic beliefs.
那这样就能够满心的知道神的旨意。
So that we can fully come to understand the will of God.
如果你的传道、长职、负责人满心知道神的旨意，那你不会很放心的，他说什么你就被鼓励去做吗？
So if your preacher, your minister, your council member, if they all fully understand the will of God, aren't you willing to follow along with them in terms of their leadership?
你在他们一带领，那你就跟上，你也觉得很放心啊，因为他们满心知道神的旨意。
And of course, under their leadership, you will also be rest assured that they are going in the right direction and you will follow along.
所以要回到我们自己啊, 要辅助地为他们祈求祷告。
So therefore, it all come back to us. We need to continue to pray for them.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥罗西书一章的十节。
Oh, let's turn to, back to Colossians chapter 1, verse 10.
第二个部分说到，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。So
verse 10, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
保罗他很期望，常常在鼓励弟兄姐妹。 要结果子,
and so that,
结果子就是有好行为。
And so therefore Paul, he is always hoping for the members to continue to bear fruit pleasing to the Lord.
那他这里说到是说, 好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
And so over here it says that so that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord.
对得起主什么呢?
So how can be we worthy of the Lord? In terms of what areas?
我们来看, 以弗所书的第四章,
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4,
四章的第一节,
verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们, 既然蒙召, 行事为人, 就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Verse 1. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
好, 所以这个对得起主跟蒙召有直接的关系。
So to be worthy of the Lord, it is connected to the calling of the Lord.
看回来哥罗西书的第一章。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 1.
第一章从12节、13节就讲到说我们感谢父神, 他救了我们脱离黑暗, 把我们带到了他爱子的国度里面。
So over here, verse 12, it says that we give thanks to the Father who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
在万民当中, 虽然我们不好, 但是主居然验中了我们, 选召, 蒙召, 让我们能够蒙召, 让我们能够被带领, 进入到他光明的国度。
And out of the tens of thousands of people out there, yet we are the ones, even though we are not worthy, we are being called by the Lord so that we can enter into His fold.
那我们得到了这样子的一个恩典，保罗提醒弟兄姐妹，也在祷告当中，希望弟兄姐妹，所有的人都能够行事为人，跟你得到的恩典。 来相称。
And so therefore Paul reminded us that now that all of us we have received this immense grace from the Lord, so let our walk, our Christian walk, be worthy of the Lord so that we can please Him.
这是一个改变心思的一个方向。
So that itself calls for a transformation of the mind.
平常我们都是在祷告，主耶稣啊， 你 还能够为我做什么？我还需要你为我做什么？当然，我们是有很多需要，我们是应该告诉主。但是，我们的祷告如果都只是在告诉主我需要什么？
So in terms of our daily prayers, we are so needy. We are always calling out to the Lord. I need you to do this for me and do that for me. And that itself is at that level of asking from the Lord.
我们的心也要，也应该希望被提醒，要来常常来思考。 主都已经为我做那么多了，好，那在得到了这么多之后，我应该要为主做什么？
But however, we need to turn around and think about this fact that the immense grace we have received from God, from the Lord. Now, let us ask ourselves, what can we do back in return for the Lord?
不要想说别人能够为主做什么，我能够为主做什么。
So don't look around you and look at what others can do for God. Ask yourself, what can you do for the Lord?
今天早上我们从保罗罗马书当中，他 beseech 就是说他劝啊，以神的慈悲劝。 要献上自己的身体当作活祭。
And so this morning we study from the book of Romans where Paul he beseeched to the church to plead them to offer up themselves as a living sacrifice.
就是我们的身体不要再去做罪的器皿。
And that is to say, let our body, our flesh, not become an instrument of sin.
目的一直想要满足肉体的私欲。
And that our main purpose of life is to fulfill the desires of the flesh.
而是常常去心意更新变化，去体会神这个善良纯全的旨意是什么。
But rather we need to be transformed by the change of our mind to fully understand the goodness of the Lord.
然后找到了解我得到的恩赐是什么，然后把它用来服侍教会，荣耀神。
So that we can search out for ourselves and to understand our gifts so that we know where to serve the church.
这样子我们才能够在善事上结果子对得起主。
So that we can bear good fruits for the Lord and walk in the and become worthy of the Lord to become fruitful in every good work.
保罗自己有这样子的追求，他也祷告，希望弟兄姐妹都能够这样子来去思考，来这样子去追求。
So not only does Paul pursue in this way, but he's also beseeching all members to likewise pursue in this manner.
你想想看，这个就是，如果每个人在教会里面都一直想说，我能够为主做什么，我们能够为教会做什么，我能够去怎么样去帮助、去鼓励、去劝勉哈、去造就我的弟兄姐妹，或者家里的人常常在想说，我能够为我其他家里其他的人做什么？你看这个家一定是非常温馨啊，大家都得到很多的关心，得到很多的帮助。
So if you were to think about in this way, whether it is for the church or for your family, if you are the one who's always looking out ways to serve others, other members, other brothers and sisters, or within your family members, you're always trying to serve others, how wonderful would the atmosphere be?
有些人的家是怎么样？我不知道，我是随便讲的哈，就是回到家里面，大家就是看手机，都到自己的房间去了，砰砰砰砰砰。从早到晚都看不到一个人啊，吃饭时间都不在一起吃啊。
And of course, sometimes when we look at some families, the members come home and they're all focusing on their screen. They don't even sit down for a meal together.
他们想到的都是我自己想要什么，我自己需要什么。
They're only looking out for their own needs. They are so selfish, looking out for what they want individually.
这个像一个家。
So then, question is this a home?
那应该在这里，至少我们看到神的家不要这样子。
So at least at this point, this passage, let the house of the Lord not become in this manner.
不要只顾自己的事情，要顾一下别人，要去想别人，我要可以做什么？而且是神已经给我恩赐了，我要怎么用这些恩赐来互相的照顾，互相的帮助，这个就是结善果了，让这个教会更加的温馨，更加的荣耀，更加的成长。
And that is to say, when you come to the church, don't just focus on your own selfish needs, but look out for the needs of the church. How can you serve others in whatever manner that you can contribute so that this whole church can be filled with the love of God?
那你看十节的最后面，他说渐渐的多知道神。
So when you look at the latter part of verse 10, over here it says that we can increase in the knowledge of God.
好，对不对？一章的第十节最后，对不对？渐渐多知道神，怎么渐渐多知道神？你想说，我多看圣经，多参加聚会，当然这个也是渐渐多知道神，但是有一个一定也不可缺的，就是结善果。做圣工，照着神的话去做，行道。你越行道，越会怎么样？越会认识神。在行道当中，越认识神，越去体会神。
And of course, over here, when we talk about increasing in the knowledge of God, it is not just limited to Bible study and prayers, but we must practice our faith. We must apply God's word in terms of our service for the Lord.
比如说，你去参与福音的工作。
Take for example, when you participate in the gospel work,
你在讲我们介绍我们教会教育的时候，这个 慕道朋友可能他会有一些问题，那啊你一下子不知道怎么回答，那其实就帮助到你了。原来你这个地方教育还懂得不够详细，那你就更加的去追求，更加的去认识。
So take for example, when you're introducing the 10 basic beliefs to some truth seekers, and they have some questions for you back in return, and you cannot explain it in totality, that makes you realize that you fall short in this area. You need to go back and do more homework so that you can fully understand this area in order to answer the questions.
一样在福音的事工上，或者在牧养的牧，就是说照顾弟兄姐妹的事工上。你可以感受到神在他生命当中的带领和他的改变，那同样的你就见证到了神的能力，你对神的意思、对神的爱、对神的工作就更加的了解了。
So in the same way, in terms of your gospel work or pastoral work, when you see the transformation of the lives of the members, that make you realize the power of God in terms of their lives that is applied to their daily living, that make you realize that you have also increased in the knowledge of God.
所以不只是不只是你自己知道这些道理，你真的去做的时候，你更会体会到，不只是一个理念上的知道神怎么工作，从圣经看到神怎么工作，而是你实际上的体验到神在你的周围，在你的圣工上与你同工，那跟神的认识，这样子的认识是更加深入的认识。
And that is to say, your knowledge of God is not just based on theory, studying the Bible stories, but when you put it into practice in terms of your Christian walk, then you will fully have a deeper understanding of the will of God.
我们看约翰福音的十四章。
Let's turn to John 14.
二十一节。
21.
十四章的二十一节。
John 14, verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
Verse 21, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
主的命令是什么？
What is the commandments of the Lord?
主说他给我们一条新的命令，就是爱人如己，不是吗？
And the Lord says that I have given you a new commandment, and that is to love others as yourselves.
你爱弟兄爱姐妹，就是爱主耶稣了。
If you love the brothers, if you love the sisters, you are loving the Lord Jesus.
你爱主耶稣，天父就爱你。
And if you love the Lord Jesus, then the Heavenly Father will love you.
主耶稣也要爱你。
And the Lord Jesus will also love you.
那最后面这一句说，并且要向你显现。
And the last part of the verse says that he will manifest himself to you.
就是说你在爱人的过程当中，主耶稣爱你，因为你去爱人，你去结善，你去结这个善的果子。那他爱你的时候呢，他会向你显现，就是让你更加的明白他。
And so meaning that because Lord Jesus loves you and then you apply his love toward the people around you and that is how he manifests his love to you so that you can understand his love.
所以你今天要更加的明白耶稣，有一个最直接的方法，就是去把道理听到之后把它行出来。
So therefore today if you want to understand the love of God, the most direct way for you is to apply the truthin your daily life.
比如说我们今天讲到保罗的祷告。
Take for example, today we speak about the prayer of Paul.
等一下我们祷告就知道要怎么为传道这样子祷告。
So then later on in our prayer, we will know how to pray for the ministers of the church.
愿主祝福我们各位。
And may God bless everyone.
我们时常互相代祷。
So that we can continue to intercede for one another.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
264首。
264.